Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Friday. Lots and lots and lots to talk about. Big weekend ahead. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac joining as always. Had a great week. Yesterday may have been one of our better shows ever. I just heard, I'm not going to give it up yet, he's going to have it in Herdline News. Incredibly discouraging news in the NFL. Very disheartening. A casualty of common sense. Very upset, but I'll let you break the story in 25 minutes.
Just a little over the top to start the show. Just a tad, Cowherd. Just a little bit.
Let's start with this. Our theme for today, or at least our opening segment, is most people don't like to change. Most people are stubborn. It's why very few people crush in business. 5% of any business dominates. They're the adapters. They're the evolvers. Most people don't like change. But sometimes, let's say you're a smoker, your doctor tells you stop smoking or you're dead, you'll never see your grandkids again. You'll be forced to stop. And then you'll find, believe it or not, sometimes even when you're forced to change in life, despite your rigidity, you benefit. That's why you should always surround yourself with smart people who make suggestions sometimes you're uncomfortable with. Baseball's never liked changing. They were forced to. TV ratings gone into the tank. Attendance dipping. So they made two rule changes. We already see a benefit in one day. 10 of the 15 baseball games finished in under 3 hours. Rays Tigers, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Many, 2.5 hours. You can't sit for 3.5 hours when you have 6 games a week. It's different in football. Football's once a week. It's tailgating. You give half a day to football. We always have. I've never gone to a football game and not tailgated, ever. I've tailgated at every football game. But baseball is 162 games. Many of the games are Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and people with jobs and families and kids can't be sitting in a stadium and 45-minute to an hour drive home. They can't do it. So pitching clock works. It speeds the game up by 20 to 25 minutes. Listen, it's a new rule. Football's got six new ones, eight new ones every year. You adapt. Also, the defensive shift. They got rid of it. We've said this for years. You want more base runners. You want more stolen bases. You want more, you know, action. That's why we watch sports. Drama and action. The more you have, the better ratings you get. Cricket is the national pastime in Europe. Soccer's more watched. Why? There's more action. Yesterday, there were more stolen bases than home runs. When's the last time that happened? The Yankee game, by the way, was 40 minutes faster. 40 minutes faster than the average Yankee game last year. You do get, it takes for most fans, an hour to get to the game and an hour to get home. You can't have a 3.5 hour game, 4.5 with travel, maybe 5. People have lives. The game's on Tuesday, Wednesday. It's different in the NFL. Even the NBA, games last 2 hours, 25 minutes. They get it. I used to cover an NBA team in Portland. I didn't want to sit around for 3-4 hours. Even on an off night, get in, go to dinner, see the game, go home, have a glass of wine. I don't want to be driving home at 11:45 or 12 at night. So 21 steals yesterday, 21 stolen bases, activity, moving, action. Last year, 5 stolen bases on opening day. 4 times as many, and the success rate exploded, meaning more movement, more bases, more runs. We saw it in one day. Jim Crane, owner of the Astros, you know, they got a lot of good players. They fill their stadium usually. Said, I think the game got way too long. Most people can't sit in the stands 3.5 hours. They pay the bills. Listen to the fans. There's going to be 5% of fans who push back. Yes, they're retired and have nothing to do in their lives. And, you know, they don't like their wife anyway. Get me to the ballpark. There's young people that don't have a job or a family. They could sit and drink beers all day. But 75% of baseball fans have things to do. Jobs, families, responsibilities. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, they can't be sitting there for 4 hours with a 45-minute drive home. It took Major League Baseball a day. A day. They didn't want to change. The sport never wants to change. They were forced to change because of TV ratings, a lack of water cooler discussion. We barely ever talk football in this show, and we have a big audience. First Take doesn't talk it. Undisputed doesn't talk it. Nobody talks baseball. Because increasingly, I see the numbers. People aren't watching it. You got to be watched to be discussed. I thought yesterday was a home run. I turned on 2 different games at 2 different times. The games flew by. They flew by. Again, if you had 15, 16, 17 games, college football can be long. We tailgate. We get it. You wake up on a Saturday morning. Buckeyes. You know what you're going to do. It's going to be a Buckeye Saturday. You can't be asking fans to do that on a Monday night, a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, a Thursday night. Kids, family, jobs, responsibilities. So home run, Jim Crane, owner of the Houston Astros, gets it. The fans, attendance, TV ratings, told you. Tweak it. Tweak it. You already saw the benefits. All right, this was interesting. Lamar Jackson, where's he going to go? Rumors about New England. So Asante Samuel, a former Patriot, went to social media and tweeted this. Lamar Jackson, my brother, trust me, you don't want to play for Belichick. Now, the initial blowback to Asante was, dude, why so bitter? You got drafted there. In 4 or 5 years, you went to 3 Super Bowls, 1-2. You were 66-14. So bitter. Must be just money driven. Well, take the telescope and flip it. What if Asante Samuel really likes Lamar Jackson and is rooting for a young man to get the most out of his career? So Lamar's going to get paid if he became a Patriot because they'd have to trade for him. He'd get a contract. So it's not money-driven. What if Asante Samuels is tweeting about 2 indisputable facts? That the greatest quarterback who's ever played this game, Tom Brady, never had dinner 1 time with Belichick in 20 years. they really had no relationship outside of the weekly meeting, that he got frustrated. His former wife, Gisele Bündchen, said it on the documentary. He didn't feel respected. They gave him no ownership in the offense. That is indisputable. From Gisele, from Tom, from the documentary, from multiple reports. That's indisputable. And here's what's also indisputable. A young quarterback, Mac Jones, promising career. Belichick had so little respect for the position, he put a defensive coordinator as offensive coordinator. Can you imagine Belichick taking a quarterback coach and making him a linebacker or a corner coach? No, because he lives and breathes defense. He's tone deaf on offense. It's easy to attack Asante Samuel and say you're bitter or it's about money. But two things are indisputable. The GOAT left for Tampa, pirate ship Tampa, goofy Tampa, Ybor City loose cocktails at 4 Tampa. Brady's like, no, I'm going to leave a dynasty for that. A franchise that is overwhelmingly, I once covered it, irrelevant. Every 10 years, they have a great team. Brady left a dynasty for that. What does that tell you? And Mac Jones got a defensive coordinator as an offensive coordinator. Now that you've flipped the telescope a tad, feels different, right? Maybe Asante Samuel cares for Lamar Jackson. Ask yourself this. Let's take another great young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. If he was on the market today, and take the Chiefs out, where do you think the best landing spot for him would be? I'd be like, oh, San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan, or Sean McVay. I don't know, Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. I'd start naming offensive coaches, one after another. Oh, Sean Payton. You wouldn't name Belichick. Tom Brady's like, get me out of here. I want to go to goofy Tampa. Brady's second choice was the Chargers. No Super Bowls. Mac Jones, furious. Multiple leaks, divided locker room. Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones. Belichick still won't wrap his arms around Mac Jones. It's easy to view Asante Samuel as selfish. Or maybe what he's telling a great young quarterback is, look around the league, man. Go to a coach that will embrace you, that takes the position seriously, that can rebuild an offensive line. Pittsburgh defensive coach, Buffalo defensive coach. 5 years, neither can figure the O-line or the run game out. Andy Reid did it in an off-season. I don't think Asante Samuel's anti-Belichick. He's pro-reality. Lamar potentially is out there. Look for an offensive coach. Look for somebody who respects the position. Look for somebody going forward that understands your side of the ball. All right, good stuff. Way to start the show today with a lot of energy. An unbelievably sad day, though, in pro football. As J-Mac will give the discouraging and disheartening news of something that needs to be changed that won't be. I was going to have such a good weekend. I'm going to WWE with my son tomorrow. He doesn't even know anything about wrestling, but he is the spectacle of it. He wants to go for the spectacle, which I told you yesterday. I don't care about outcomes. The production, the spectacle, 80, 90,000 people at SoFi, it'll be crazy.
What's your favorite all-time wrestling finishing move, like to end the match?
Jimmy Snuka, Superfly, the sleeper
off the
hold.
Top. Oh, the sleeper, yes, yes. I'm kind of partial to a nice pile driver. You know, just send him down. A DDT, Jake the Snake Roberts. I can't believe I lost to you yesterday in that wrestling contest.
I know.
Jeez.
See, you thought you were going to get me.
I did. I thought I had you.
And yeah. You try to corner me, yeah. Who could name wrestlers,
yeah.
And you ran out of gas.
I ran out of gas.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
dance, bro.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So I tried to watch the Celtics and the Bucks. I did watch it for about 2.5 quarters. It was a blowout. Celtics matching up very well against Milwaukee this season in previous matchups. Chris Broussard, co-host First Things First, joins us now live. Odd Couple with Rob Parker as well. Okay, so tell me why. There's got to be a why, not just a what. What I saw was Boston again give Milwaukee some struggles. There's a reason why stuff happens. Tell me why Boston gives Milwaukee trouble.
Yeah, they are a tough matchup. We've seen it before in the NBA. Sometimes it's all about the matchups, and they are a tough matchup for Milwaukee. Let's first, Colin, go back to last year. And I know Chris Middleton was out in the playoffs, but they, of course, beat Milwaukee in the playoffs last year and beat them 2 out of 3 of the games that were in Milwaukee, including that game 6 when Milwaukee could have closed the series.
Yeah.
So the home court will mean nothing for Milwaukee if these two meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, because Boston has shown themselves and the Bucks that they can win there. But why they're a tough matchup, their athleticism on the wings gives the Bucks problems. The Bucks are a great defensive team, but a lot of it is size. All
yes.
right, Brooke Lopez, Giannis, Bobby Portis. But you look on the wings, outside of Drew Holiday, he's the only guy on the perimeter that can keep somebody in front of you.
Yep.
You're talking about Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen and Joe Ingles and guys like that. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have field days against the Bucks. The two games that those two have played against Milwaukee this year, they blew the Bucks out. And Tatum's averaging 40 points on 65% shooting against Milwaukee. Jaylen Brown's averaging 29 on like 57% shooting. So they're a problem for Milwaukee. The Bucks got to be hoping that Philadelphia can do their business for them and take out the Celtics in the second round.
Yeah, no, it's a really great point, because the data would tell you the Bucks are a great defensive team. But to your point, it's size. Brooke Lopez, Portis, Giannis,
You are totally right. Tatum has a field day. He gets, I mean, we just showed the clip last night. He just gets to the basket whenever he wants. So let's pivot, because I think the Eastern playoffs are going to be, frankly, much more interesting than the Western Conference playoffs this year. But I do like the drama unfolding in Dallas, where yesterday their GM says, listen, Ferrari monster truck, that's Kyrie and Luka. They'll work their way out. But I kind of predicted, I said, listen, they're going to be fun, but they don't defend. You got to play defense in May and June. Where do you, let's say they don't make the playoffs. Do you think they react by moving Kyrie? What? Because they're right now, they're not a playoff team. They're headed in that direction. Right. What do you do if they don't get in?
Well, and here's the first thing, Kylie. Remember, they don't control their destiny anymore. Like, if it clicked this afternoon, right? Tim Hardaway Jr., Luka, Kyrie, Christian Wood, all of a sudden they're on the same page and they run the table and go 5-0, they still might not make the play-in because they don't play the teams that are ahead of them in the standing. So if New Orleans and OKC and the Lakers and these up Minnesota take care of their business, it doesn't matter what Dallas does, and that is a disaster if they miss the playoffs. As far as if they miss the play-in, what do you do going forward? The number one thing on your mind has to be keeping Luka Doncic there long term. So you want to make moves that are going to satisfy him, make him believe that you're doing the right thing. Because what you did after last year when you made the Western Conference Finals was you let three of your next three best players after Luka, Jalen Brunson, Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, they're all gone. And you traded away some defensive players for offense. Kyrie, and then you brought in Christian Wood, who are great offensively, but horrible defensively. And now the Mavericks are a bottom 10 team in defense. Actually, even worse than that, bottom five. So the question is, Kyrie, if this, they could look at it like, look, we didn't have much time. Kyrie didn't give us any problems off the court. You know, he got along with his teammates. That's what I'm hearing. You know, he got along with his teammates. It just, we didn't have enough time. There were injuries. He and Luka missed games. And they might want to bring him back on a one, maybe two-year deal with a team option for the second year. Because if you give him too much, you know, security, who knows what he might do.
Right.
But I think the only reason you do that, Colin, is because you don't want, you lost Jalen for nothing. You don't want to, you know, couple that with losing Kyrie for nothing. And you might just sign him as a trade chip. The problem is who's trading for him. So I got to be honest. If I were them, I probably wouldn't bring back Kyrie. Probably. I'd study it closely. But he just, in Boston, they got better. They were better without him, right? And look at what they've become since he left. Brooklyn, we know, was a disaster. And now they were, I believe, a four seed when Kyrie got there. And now they're 11th. And it's not all his fault, but you can't ignore the coincidence that Kyrie just hasn't been able to win anything, sustain any winning without LeBron James.
So I was in a discussion last night that sometimes you just get bad breaks. And Kevin Durant, you can argue, between Westbrook and Kyrie Irving and Steph, played with two of the most difficult guards ever and one of the greatest to play with in Steph. Now, he did choose Brooklyn. So I was thinking about KD this morning. Right. Take centers out. I think he's one of the 12 best basketball players KD I've ever seen. Take centers out, which is sort of a DNA advantage, right? I don't know what to do with Shaq, Kareem, Russell, whatever. And I was saying to J-Mac is that I think his legacy is cemented. Whereas Michael is basically, and Michael came before Kobe, but Michael's a better version of Kobe, and we know how great Kobe was, is that KD's a better version of Dirk, and we know how great Dirk was. He's been to, you know, two final MVPs and two titles. I think KD's legacy is cemented for life. One of the great shot makers ever, could take over a finals more than once, a better version of Dirk Nowitzki, who's a top 20 player arguably ever. J-Mac argues a win in Phoenix, it's more his team feels different. You tell me, they win one title in Phoenix with KD this year. Do you view him differently?
That's a great question. First, I do agree with your take on him being a better version of Dirk Nowitzki. Right now, he is. You said, you know, take out centers, he's top 12, top 15-ish overall, top 20, something like that. But I do think he can get better, and I tend to agree with J-Mac. If they were to win this title, because we know Phoenix wasn't going to win the championship without Kevin Durant. And if he goes there and with 10 games of experience with these guys in the regular season and they run the table and win the championship, I think if they win the West, it's impressive. It wouldn't be enough to change his legacy. But if they were to win the championship, then I do think he moves up a notch, you know, in people's eyes. Look, we've heard Clyde Frazier, the all-time great guard for the Knicks, say there's an asterisk by KD's championships. We've obviously heard Charles Barkley talk about him not being a bus driver. So a lot of great players of the past do have mental asterisks by Kevin Durant's name, as great as he is.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but could he lead a team? Lead a team, not be the best player like he was in Golden State, but lead a team, his own team, to a championship. And if he were to do this in Phoenix, I do think it would remove, Colin, the yeah, but.
Yeah.
Because there is a yeah, but with KD. All the things you said are correct. Top this, top that, best this, best that. Yeah, but, and that's what's there. And he had, look, we could talk about him playing with Westbrook and that was bad luck. But that was a really good team. They beat Tim Duncan and the Spurs in the playoffs. And they had the Warriors down. Let's not forget it. They had the Warriors down 73 wins, 3-1 with Westbrook. And KD and Russ both struggled in those last three games. So he had his chances. Them and Cleveland would have been a great matchup in the 2016 finals. So he had his chances as a leader of his own team. Obviously, Brooklyn, you had all types of mess going on. But he's had chances. So this would be huge for his legacy, Colin, if he could get this done. I do think it would improve it.
Chris Broussard, first things first, after our show. Good seeing you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You too, Colin. See it.
Odd Couple with Rob Parker. Chris is just does great work. Two hit shows.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know, politics to me is just mute. I don't want to watch. I can't do conspiracy theory. I can't do it. I'm not built for it. I live in reality. I don't read a lot of fantasy books. I don't need escapism. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. And we're about to get another one. So the Lakers are playing better now. LeBron is healthy now. AD is healthy now. And Austin Reeves has emerged as a real offensive threat. So you know I like Phoenix a lot. But Phoenix does one thing that's not great for the playoffs. Chris Paul and KD specifically, and often Devin Booker, settle for jumpers. What does that mean? They don't get to the free throw line. They don't get other teams in foul trouble. 28th in the NBA is Phoenix getting to the free throw line. Nobody in the NBA is rooting against the Suns. Officials are not rooting against the Suns. They don't initiate contact. Chris Paul settled for mid-range jumpers. KD statistically, number one settled for jumper guy in the league. Booker often does it. They don't get to the line. Meanwhile, as LeBron returns and Austin Reeves gets increased minutes, all three of the Lakers' top players are attack the basket guys. AD, LeBron, and Austin Reeves just initiates contact. So the Lakers are going to get to the free throw line. In fact, they lead the league in it because they initiate contact. Malik Beasley, a three-point shooter, has vanished. He doesn't even play anymore. He's gone into the tank. So it's the reality. Here are the teams that shoot free throws. Do you think the league's really rooting for the Kings? No. They have players that initiate contact. By the way, Miami initiates contact. And so the Lakers are going to, and I've said this, I do not think they're a championship team. Why? Because of the health of AD and LeBron, I do not believe they can win three or four straight series. They'll fall apart physically. But I also predict if they opened up with Denver, they'd beat them. They'd get to the free throw line, and they're a better defensive team. So the two things in the playoffs that matter, two of the things that matter a lot, Do you get to the free throw line and get other teams' players in foul trouble? And do you play good defense? And the Lakers under Darvin Ham playing excellent defense. I do not see them as a championship team. But just get ready for the conspiracy theory, because if they ended up playing a team like Phoenix, they'd have double the free throws. But Chris Mannix talked about this yesterday on the show. The Lakers, how he believes, are going to seize the West.
I'm looking at this team, and I'm seeing a complete group. 3 months ago, they didn't have a functional roster. They had Russell Westbrook on it. They had a bunch of non-shooters. They made the changes they need to make to put the right pieces around LeBron and AD. And I think this team is going to take off. Now, some of it is a combination of the Lakers, I think, are better than people are giving them credit for, and the top of the Western Conference is a lot worse. But I think this Lakers team is going to win the West. I believe it.
Now, I don't, especially if KD, Paul, DeAndre, and Booker can stay healthy. But if Phoenix does beat them, you do realize they'll do it shooting half the free throws. Said this for years to my friends when they whine about free throws. Golden State, by the way, settles for threes. Golden State shoots threes. They have very little front court scoring. The Warriors, if they played the Lakers, would shoot far fewer free throws. Sacramento plays Golden State. I got news for you. Sacramento initiates contact, would get to the free throw line far more than the Warriors. Now, the Warriors have the greatest three-point shooter of all time, and arguably Klay Thompson on any given night, the second-best three-point shooter, so they can get away with it. Here come the conspiracy theorists if the Lakers make the playoffs.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be,
Head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
NFL rumors the Seahawks are enamored with Florida's very raw but gifted Anthony Richardson. High-level scouts are saying he will not go below the Seahawks. So one of the things I like about Anthony Richardson, no bicep flexes on the Instagram. He's stayed out of the news. He's letting his skills and his size and his talent speak for themselves. He had a pro day a couple days ago. He's got a huge arm. He's a total unicorn athletically. And he's staying out of the news. All you're seeing is a big, strong kid and what he can do. Love it. This is interesting and makes a ton of sense, and here's why. I feel like I've studied Pete Carroll in my career. He views himself as a teacher. Why? Because he is. Most NFL coaches would not be dominant college coaches. Pete was. He is so good with young players and young people. It's his wisdom. It's his storytelling. His attention to detail. That's why he was at his best last year with a young Seahawk team and early in Seattle with that young Seahawk defense. As it aged quickly, not as effective. So this is interesting. Pete is high energy, high optimism. It can wear out veterans. It works beautifully with younger players. And Seattle has a boatload of picks thanks to the Russell Wilson trade. 2 firsts, 2 seconds, 2 fourths. John Snyder and Pete Carroll owe themselves. Like Chet Holmgren, Sam Presti. I said, he's such a unicorn physically, that Chet Holmgren kid. Sam Presti had multiple first-round picks. Sam Presti owed it to himself to draft Chet Holmgren. If you had one pick, maybe different. If you got multiple and there's a physical attribute to a player that's unique in your sport, you owe it to yourself to take that opportunity. And I think Seattle, if you go look at Pete Carroll's history, this is something very interesting. So last year, they stole Tariq Woolen, a small college corner. I went and looked at his scouting report. Raw, needs time. Rare blend, though, of size, length, and speed. Pete drafts him, he stars. DK Metcalf, I went and looked at his scouting report. Big, unpolished. Could be fantastic. Pete Carroll drafts him. Richard Sherman, scouting report. Does not possess the natural coverage instincts, fluidity, or burst to be a future star. Sherman, though, great size, excellent intangibles. Pete Carroll, the teacher, the mentor, drafts him. He becomes a Hall of Fame level player. Cam Chancellor. Total limitations on athleticism. Incredible instincts, physicality at Virginia Tech, off the charts. Questions about other parts of his game continue to mount. What did Pete Carroll see? A violent safety who blew receivers and tight ends up. He saw potential. He could be a teacher. You start looking at Seattle's history, it is Anthony Richardson. I mean, Russell Wilson, third-round pick. Geno Smith, an older reclamation project. Pete tends to draft, and John Snyder tools over college productivity. That's what the Seahawks do. They're looking for tools. They're looking for size and length. They don't care if you're raw. They're like, we can't find a guy that big that fast. We'll teach him how to play football. So Seattle tends to be tools over college productivity. And the draft is an inexact science anyway. I mean, even Andy Reid has whiffs. Belichick's got a lot of them on offense. So it's a numbers game. So when you get 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 fourths, it's a numbers game. You owe yourself to take some physical unicorns. I think this makes a ton of sense. Again, if I'm Carolina at number 1, I'll never get that number one pick again. I'm going to probably go a little safer. If I'm Seattle with a couple of ones and a couple of twos and a couple of fours, and by the way, my roster doesn't have a ton of holes, probably need to get better on the interior O-line, probably could use another edge. I think you almost owe it to yourself to take him. Very interesting. So I watched this. What do you make of that? You think I'm crazy on that, J-Mac?
Absolutely not. Love it. I have Richardson going first overall. I think with a month left to play, Colin, we're going to start to hear a lot more rumors about what's happening at the top of the draft. A lot.
So you
watch that Anthony Richardson reel?
I would not take him one, but if I had two firsts, you suggested Detroit take him. You can make that argument. We're not playing you for 2 years behind Goff, but there's nobody. He is the opposite of Goff. He's not smooth and slick.
Right.
He's raw and explosive. You could argue, we're going to bring you in. We're going to pivot our offense to more of you, less of Jared, but you're not going to play for a year and a half. No chance to play for a year. Makes sense.
Patrick Mahomes came out of Texas Tech, a little raw. He had started more games, obviously, than Richardson. Put up numbers against a Big 12. Whoop-de-damn-do. And next thing you know, he sits for a year, Andy Reid, offensive genius, and boom, takes the league by storm, totally dominant. Why can't that happen to a guy like Anthony Richardson with 1 year and an offensive mind?
Well, again, I'm not asking him to be Kirk Cousins 68%. My question's always been, can you get to 61 to 62%? That, to me, that's the line. You got to get, even if you can be inaccurate.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, today's game, the NFL, today's game and the rule changes, if you're really a pocket guy, like a Goff or a Kirk Cousins or Drew Brees, you can get to 70% in a lot of games. In a lot of games. I'm not asking for that. If you give me hyper-athleticism like Josh Allen or Lamar, like it's just unique stuff, can you get around 62.5%? That's a reason, because I'm getting, even Daniel Jones, and he's not hyper-athletic, but the ability for Brian Daboll to use his running, I don't need him to be a 69% guy. Can he be about a 63.5%, 64%, 65% guy? That's probably, you'd be comfortable with that if you're Daboll, because you're getting 900 yards, 800 yards again every year rushing, and you're probably getting 7 rushing touchdowns. So you don't need everything. You don't need your quarterback. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, on the second half of his career, he barely runs at all. But you're getting this very few interceptions, 67% or whatever it is completion percentage, and Aaron's moved out of moving and potentially getting hurt.
And don't forget, on the rookie contract, all of a sudden, you're paying your quarterback nothing. You can fortify him with skill position guys. A.J. Brown adds to Jalen Hurts. You know, you get offensive linemen, you get a great tight end. Brock Purdy, 7th-round pick, surrounded by a lot of talent, looked pretty damn good for San Fran last year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.